cinnamon dough. Had a $1 million bomb in the butter to go. Candies.
Well, that's a different dance when you're older.
She's dancing. She's getting herself injured. She's changing the lyrics.
No.
Good morning. Have 5:11 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative.
I don't think I have
local,
any jeans.
Dependable. It's Friday. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Welcome to Friday. Hey, now. You know, can I just share, like, we're friends, right? You know, we're like, you know, we talk every day. Right? Okay. So the Transgressors Memorial Service, in which we cancel or talk about why things got canceled this last week, right? I pick three news stories, actual news stories, and we talk about what was done to them. And, you know, we get rid of things that are, you know, not woke enough, not progressive enough, whatever. And I kid you not, like, every week I fall farther and farther behind the number of things that we could do these stories on. Like, I used to think, well, we'll do three, that's enough. And, you know, then five comes out in the week that you could have done. And we'll keep doing three, and then there's six comes out. And, like, last night, I'm writing the Transgressors for today. I'm like, oh, these are good. We're all caught up. In my show prep for today, there's one, two, three, like four. And it's the same day. Like, I have another 6 days before the next Transgressor. I'll give you an example. Okay, this is just, I'm just throwing this out there. Okay. The Macon Bacon. Okay, the Summer Baseball League. Right? The Macon Bacon. Oh, yeah. Has now gotten told by a group of doctors and health experts that they should get rid of their name because it promotes bacon. Because it's unhealthy. And dangerous for people to celebrate bacon.
Okay, the state of Georgia is saying that. That's, I mean, go Dogs, but that's stupid. I mean, that's stupid. That's like, me worth doing a road trip.
Like, that's one. Here's another one. We're watching The Weakest Link yesterday. Because, you know, even though it's Jane Lynch, I'm not a fan, but it's okay. The show is great. It always has been.
Great.
No,
yeah.
She's not. But fine, whatever. The show's great, in my opinion, in spite of her, in your opinion, because of her. Either way, they do a question which says, I didn't cut the audio for. I certainly was not planning on doing this for the opening segment, but here we are. This is what happens sometimes. Here, this is one of the questions, okay?
Dancing.
A duck walk.
Correct. Tara. Named for indigenous American tribes, what type of military aircraft are Apaches, Chinooks, and Comanches?
Airplanes.
Nope, helicopters. Ashley.
Okay, now I knew the answer, of course. You're from this area, you know helicopters. Everybody knows Apaches are helicopters, Chinooks, Lakota, right? Okay, fine. And I thought, oh, that's a perfect Transgressors because you're appropriating the names. And turns out this is a live conversation. I was going to make a joke about it. Turns out, no, this is a historic concern where there are articles going back several years, people saying that we ought to not have these helicopters named for the Native American tribes. Because it's cultural appropriation, and it's rubbing it in your face. We won, you lost, you know, that kind of thing. I kid you not. Can't make this up. That's a real thing. Of course, we now have, you know, the ongoing saga of Bud Light. They put out a new ad. Oh. The
Were
comments.
They drinking in the rain?
Yeah. No, not that one.
There's another one?
There's another new one out where they're just people kind of enjoying themselves. It's meant to be a tone setter. It's meant to, it's built around people having, like, sock tans. And cell phone tans and other things that kind of, you know, sunburns around their stuff. And then, you know, just kind of being doofuses over the summer and just being, you know, generally it's a completely neutral, frivolous kind of fun ad. Okay, that's the ad. There's one little part in it where the girls are carrying a keg and, you know, it's kind of, oh, sure. So now Bud Light loves women. They make them carry the keg, you know. But the response across the board on, like, Twitter and other social media is, we didn't forget who you are. you can't pretend it didn't happen. You know, we know what you are. And, like, it's not flying. It's just this woke and anti-woke reaction is just, like, every day. Elon Musk says that cisgender is a slur. Which it does get used as a slur. Cisgender means that you identify as the gender of your birth, right? So almost everybody is cisgender and then a few people are transgender. Okay, and he says cis and cisgender are used as slurs, therefore Twitter's going to consider them slurs. Now, whether that means you get banned if you use those words or, you know, what, it's not quite clear. But, I mean, like, I've already got 2 weeks worth of Transgressors topics, and we're not even done with today's yet. All I'm saying is we have reached a point in this culture where the insanity, you can't keep up. There's no way to keep up with all of the crazy that's everywhere all the time. So just my opening day thought for you here on a Friday. Of course, very serious news came in yesterday. We found out that I think everybody believed this was already true, but nobody, most of us didn't really want to say it out loud on the chance that it might not be.
This morning, an ROV, or remote operated vehicle, from the vessel Horizon Arctic discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor. The ROV subsequently found additional debris.
So they found debris on the floor right where the thing was supposed to be, within, about a third, quarter mile of where the Titanic actually is.
In consultation with experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber. Upon this determination, we immediately notified the families.
So instantaneous death for these folks. And it happened on Sunday, like within an hour or two of them actually launching. So it wasn't like they were struggling or hoping or running out of air or anything like that. They go down, they get down, or they get close to the site, boom, zip, it's all over. And then we're hunting for them for 5 days.
On behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the entire Unified Command, I offer my deepest condolences to the families.
All appropriate, okay? All appropriate. And, we're now finding more out about, the wife of one of the people on board is descended from somebody who died on the Titanic, or a survivor. I don't know which it is. I forget now. I think passed away, but I'm either way. The kid that was on there didn't want to go but went because his dad for Father's Day. That's pretty awful.
Now they're together in heaven.
People are continuing to raise the concern about the cost and, all of the money that we spent finding these five wealthy people versus the money we don't spend investigating the deaths of, for example, people who try to migrate across water and just die in boat accidents, and it happens all the time. What's safe, what's secure. There's something like 40 or so people have safely gone down to the Titanic and back over the last several years. So you're looking at at this point with this incident, about a 10, a little higher than 10% fatality rate for people who try to do this. And the other thing that was kind of interesting, the Wall Street Journal broke the news that the Navy has some highly protected technology, like very secret technology, that they heard the implosion on Sunday when it happened. And kind of passed this information along to the Coast Guard. It wasn't sufficient to act on the assumption that all the people had died, is why they continued the search. But it coincides perfectly with where the sub was, when it should have been there, And again, this super classified information or project or whatever, this, sound detection technology that we have, that's now sort of out in the open because of this report. So, again, there's a lot of interesting stuff around this story, but, the short takeaway is everybody believed, right? You didn't really believe that they would survive. I don't think most reasonable people believe they were, but you keep looking just in case, right? You keep looking just in case, and rightly so. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and look, if you're thinking about that next vehicle you're trying to decide where to go, I just recommend you put Frontier Motors on the list, because they have an amazing selection, about 300 cars and trucks, and you go there and they're in good condition. They really, what they're trying to do is find a way to sell you a car that's a year or two old that is like new. That's why when we say they're in A condition, they only sell cars that are in A condition, okay, because they stand by those cars. I know they stood by ours and anybody else's that have bought, and they had great experience, but it's also they kind of think about what people don't like about buying used cars, and then they try to not do things that way. So whatever your experience of it wasn't pleasant, blah, 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 before, they try to do it in a way that avoids that exact issue. So people come back again and again because it's exactly the opposite of what they're expecting. It turns out to be what they're hoping for and didn't know they should. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Talk to them about it, but they have butchered those trees for you. The company that's trimming the trees on 12th Avenue by Summit, they're doing it. And I know it's not anything from you guys. They have butchered those trees. So I don't know if you can talk to them about it, but they have butchered those trees pretty bad.
This is Pensacola City Council President Delarian Wiggins at last week's City Council meeting, and late comments in the meeting talking about the trees on 12th Avenue. Now, what the ones he's talking about are, you know where Marketplace is? That's the big retention pond on the west side of 12th. The new Sacred Heart facility is on the east there. That's where, it's Summit on the one side and Marketplace on the other, okay? That intersection, there's a whole line of trees right on the west side of the street there that make it so you basically can't see the retention pond, the giant empty gash in the ground over on the west side of the street. That's, they're trying to beautify or whatever. Those trees have been hacked horribly. Like, you used to not be able to see through to the retention pond. Now, it's just awful. I drove by yesterday because I was kind of curious. Oh, how bad is this? And then I drove down to where, Bayou hits, and those trees, same thing, down toward the bottom of the hill at Carpenter's Creek. Those trees, not as bad, but similar thing. Okay, FPL came in and just, power line cut, and they hacked, and they hacked, and they hacked, and it's awful. The only good news, such as it is that, the tree tunnel is still okay. Either they know better, or they didn't cut there yet, or whatever, but that's okay. So he says, "What is the? How do we make sure this doesn't happen again?" David Forte.
We're very much aware.
Sorry, this is the beginning of the clip. Here we go.
I would agree with you. We've had a couple conversations with FPL. We have a meeting scheduled, hopefully within the next couple weeks, to further discuss ways that we can better improve collectively with the Department of Transportation, FPL, City of Pensacola, Escambia County, on how they address the trimming in and around their power lines. So we're very much aware, and we're hoping to have a scheduled meeting with them soon.
So, better late than not at all, but, the county, the city, FDOT, FPL all kind of getting together to try to figure out, how can we encourage FPL to do it better. And by the way, I'm an adult. I understand that you got to trim the trees, right? Okay, trees and power lines don't mix real well, and you got to do something, otherwise in a storm, the tree branches sway and the tree branches break and the power goes out, and you got to protect people against that. I understand. Okay. I'm an adult. It's fine. But there's got to be some way to balance the need to trim the trees and the just absolute hack job that was done on these trees, and let's make sure that that doesn't happen again. Jen Brayer?
It's 12th and Summit. It's on the...
In front of Market Square that we funded just this past year, the entire row in front of that, and then up around the corner as well.
Yeah. And they butchered them pretty bad.
And in front of Elaine's house.
Yeah.
Just so you know. She got doozied as well.
Doozied.
Yeah.
It's anyway, so again, there's always been this problem of, you know, when they cut the trees for the power lines, it doesn't look good. I get that. It has to be done. It just doesn't seem like it has to be done quite this awfully. And there's the city doesn't have any power. I mean, not to mix my metaphors here, but, you know, the Gulf Power owns all they have the right. They have the right of way. They can, you know, they're like the railroad. You can't force them to do something. So will they have an interest in being better, you know, sort of community stewards of the natural beauty of our various tree canopies around the area that happen to be at odds with their power lines? We'll see. We'll see. 526 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne's in the... I have a video. I'll put it up on our Facebook page so you can see it for yourself if you don't want to drive over to that part of town. Anyway, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Titanic director James Cameron commenting on the Titan submersible tragedy. He says the implosion of the Titan is similar to the sinking of the Titanic and that warning signs went unheeded in both incidents. Cameron himself has made about 30 dives to the Titanic over the years. Ukrainian intelligence has reportedly uncovered information that Russia is prepared to launch what they're describing as a terrorist attack with radiation leakage at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian troops have been controlling that plant since March of last year. And good news today, Interstate 95 in Philadelphia reopening, and that's supposed to happen by noon today. It's been closed for 2 weeks since that tanker crash that caused the collapse.
Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 528 here on, yeah, I mean, that's amazing that they got it put together that quickly. 528 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Governor DeSantis is getting criticized for his outrageous, horrible, terrible, over-the-top racism in his comments to CBN last week. Or earlier this week.
What is it about baseball that you love? I mean, it is a thinking man's game. It does seem to kind of track with where you are at in your trajectory of your career. Tell me a little bit about baseball.
Well, you know, I think, you know, Ted Williams, when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, said baseball gives every American boy a chance to succeed. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something to that. There's so many different places that you need to have on a baseball team, and there's different skills that are required. So some people can be a pitcher, some people can be a middle infielder, some people can be a catcher. And so I think that there's kind of a place for everybody on a baseball team if you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to practice, and if you're willing to hone your skills.
All of which, as a baseball enthusiast and fan, I would say that's basically accurate. You know, baseball is definitely a sport that takes a lot of different talents, and somebody who might not, you know, naturally be the greatest athlete in the world, if they work hard, you know, that it's, in fact, baseball kind of celebrates these folks, you know, run hard, play hard, give it your best time all the time, and you might actually, you know, play in the major leagues. David Eckstein's a good example of something like that. And then here's the thing. Here's the problem from others' perspective.
So I kind of thought it was always a very democratic game, a very meritocratic game, whereas I kind of viewed like basketball as like, these guys are just freaks of nature. They're just like the incredible athletes. In baseball, you know, you have some guys that might not necessarily be the best athlete, but maybe they've got, you know, that slider that nobody can hit, or they have the skills that allow them to compete at the highest level.
So baseball is made up of hardworking, devoted, democratic, everybody's included possibly. And then, you know, basketball is for freaks of nature. And, you know, baseball's a white sport and basketball's a black sport, so therefore he's a racist. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. This is what people are saying. He's a horrible, terrible racist because he dared to say that the sport that black people like and do well at is, you know, not the thinking man's game, like, which wasn't even his words, but not like baseball. You know, if you go through life trying your hardest to find a way to be offended, you'll find ways to be offended. Oh, my goodness. This is, I mean, it's, by the way, you know, there are black people who play baseball and there are white people who play basketball. I don't know if you noticed. There's actually kind of a lot in both directions.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop with rescue mission over for the five souls lost on that mini sub that officials believe imploded early in their voyage to the bottom of the sea to view the remains of the Titanic. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw critical of decision-making.
Could this have been resolved differently if leadership had just acted sooner and actually put options on the table instead of just assuming, well, it doesn't matter because they're dead?
The Republican on Fox's special report, he's saying certain assets like the underwater search robot should have been approved earlier in the week. President Biden throws a state dinner for India's prime minister. Texas Congressman Beth Van Dyne.
China's aggression is what we should be partnering with India to push back on.
The Republican on the bottom line. The government of Dominica ends its tropical storm warning this morning. Brett has 60 mile an hour per winds. It's 50 miles west of St. Vincent. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, partly cloudy at 74 in Pensacola. Two men being held in the Escambia County, Alabama jail. They're awaiting extradition to Santa Rosa County. This is in connection with Monday's deadly shooting in Pace.
No definite motive at this time. We believe possibly it's a robbery. No information at this time to suggest that the victim knew the suspects in any form or fashion.
That's Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. He announced the arrests of 20-year-old James Cortese and 29-year-old Marcus Dickinson. Cortese is charged with first-degree murder, Dickinson facing a second-degree murder charge. 24-year-old Joseph Lieb was shot and killed on Wallace Lake Road in Pace earlier this week. The TSA upgrades that have been causing long wait times at the Pensacola International Airport are now on hold because of a record-breaking number of travelers.
I was making a lot of phone calls to the federal security director that oversees all the airports in North Florida from Orlando up this way, and I just said this is getting too, I mean, the conditions are on the ground were just too bad. The lines were too long.
And that's Airport Director Matt Coughlin. He says moving forward, those upgrades are going to be done in two phases. The first phase will start after the 4th of July weekend and wrap up before Labor Day. The second phase will start up again after the Labor Day weekend. TSA in the process of upgrading all their CT scanners, which they say will improve accuracy, reduce the number of bags that have to be manually checked. Santa Rosa County is waiving fees at their central landfill for vegetative debris caused by last week's severe weather. The fees will only be waived for vegetative debris beginning on beginning today until close of business on July 10th. Now, that for Santa Rosa residents only. An ID will have to be presented at the scale house to prove your residency. The widow of Haiti's slain president taking her battle to court. More from Natalie Rodriguez.
Attorneys for the widow of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse have filed a lawsuit in Florida against those accused of his assassination. More than 40 people have been arrested so far in connection. The lawsuit comes nearly 2 years after the July 7th, 2021 assassination of Moïse, who was shot a dozen times at his private home in an attack that also seriously injured his wife, Martine. The suit seeks unspecified damages and a trial by jury for all involved. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
And there's another Florida Republican that could be entering the 2024 presidential race. The New York Times reporting yesterday that Senator Rick Scott now considering a run for the White House. An advisor to Scott, though, telling the Miami Herald that Scott is only focused on re-election to the Senate. If he does run, it'd be the fourth Floridian in the race. 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our weather forecast for today. We are still looking at rain chances through the weekend. We'll have a high in the upper 80s, around 88 today, closer to 90 on Saturday and Sunday. And if you're looking at a beach day over the weekend, there is a moderate chance of rip currents as well. We've got 74 degrees right now in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever.
With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Good morning, 5:37 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and yesterday we had a chance to talk to Deputy Chief for the Pensacola Police Department, Kevin Chrisman. Deputy Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Good to be with you.
Good to have you this morning. So we had really big news this week. One was the unveiling of the ShotSpotter technology and the heat maps that indicate the zones that you all are going to be using this in. How, I mean, just give me a sense of around the department, how excited are your officers about being able to get this technology and the app on their phone and all the stuff that goes along with it?
Yeah, I think anything that we can do, you know, to increase the safety of the officers and the safety of the public at the same time is a win, you know, for the community and for our officers. And with that technology, they'll, you know, traditionally you have to wait for a call to come in unless an officer is nearby and, you know, actually hears or sees something. And you know, sometimes those calls may come or they may not come. They may not know exactly what they heard or if it was even gunfire. And this technology really takes the guesswork out of it. It identifies that it is a gunshot, you know, and puts you, you know, nearly on the spot of where the shooting occurs. So just the time that it's going to, you know, take out of being able to respond to those kinds of calls is immeasurable. So we're excited to have that coming online.
And that's going to also integrate with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, the Real-Time Crime Center, right? So this is another example to me of the city and the county. And, of course, there's a lot of cross-pollination with personnel we know as well historically. But it seems like y'all are working even more all the time as almost a joint law enforcement cooperative.
Yeah, it's, you know, the bad guys don't look at the signs to see where the city limits stop and end.
Right.
You know, they cross over and, you know, from the sheriff's office jurisdiction into our jurisdiction and vice versa. So, you know, it's important that we, you know, have those good working relationships with the sheriff and, you know, the sheriff and chief deputy both come from the city. So we've, you know, obviously had that, you know, great relationship with them from the start, and we're going to continue to build on that relationship because it's a win for the entire community, for, you know, their law enforcement agencies to be working hand in hand together and sharing information and working to solve those issues.
You know, when I was listening to Alex Andrade talk about this the other day, you know, sometimes it takes a layman to see the slice of solving the problem that I hadn't even realized before, but it hadn't even occurred to me the problem of, you know, you go to the resident who called 911 as opposed to the site of the shot under the normal circumstances, this sends you to the site of the shot. But also, when you're en route, you don't know where there might be danger or might not be danger. But if you know where the shot came from and you know how long ago that happened, you can take account of that in how you drive, where you go, what you're looking for on the way, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can take that information that's come in from the shot spotter and first of all, know right where you're going to the source of the gunshots, and then you can, you know, work your response in from that, you know, for safety reasons and to try to, you know, intercept any bad guys who are trying to leave the area. So it's, you know, it's really, really going to be good and beneficial, I think, you know, all around.
The other thing that we saw you quite a bit for this week was at the press conference. You were there to introduce us to a couple of the newly most popular PPD officers, right?
Yeah, We introduced four of our brand new officers who were, you know, clearly much better looking and more popular than most of us, and for good reason. We've got four new canines online. They've been on the street actually for a couple weeks, but this was our, you know, first opportunity to get, you know, get them out and introduce them to the public. So we're excited to have them on board. They've all completed their, it's almost 500 hours of training that the dogs and their handlers go through in order to become certified canines in the state of Florida. So we're happy to have them out, and they're out on the streets. So if you see them out there, you know, make sure it's okay with their human partner first, but feel free to, you know, ask to give them a pat on the head, because those dogs work hard. They're a valuable tool for law enforcement, and we're glad to have them out on the streets with us.
Oh, see, I would never ask that, because I would always be like, okay, I know what that dog does for a living, you know, and I don't need to cause any problems. But as long as you ask first is the key, right?
Yeah, just make sure, you know, you talk to the handler and ask the handler, don't approach the dog in the car or anything when it's, you know, in the car itself. That's his office space. That's where he's working. So yeah, anytime you see him out with the dog, you know, if they're, you know, just kind of hanging out on a break or something, they're happy to introduce you to the dogs, let you get a picture and give the dog a well-earned pat on the head.
So how many canines does this put on the street for us? Like, what's our current total? And I know that number is kind of sort of constantly in flux because dogs retire, dogs come on, but you know, what's the number at right now?
Right now we have a total of six canines.
And is that full, like what you're intending to have all the time, six? Plus one at the airport, right, for bomb sniffing, is that right?
Yeah, that includes, we've got the bomb trained dog at the airport. We've got an electronics canine.
Oh, that's right.
The four canines that we just rolled out.
And they do, I mean, I've seen some of the demos, but they do amazing stuff. Like, you know, they can track you across concrete. Like, it's crazy some of the stuff that they can do. And they serve for what, like 2 years, 3 years, and then they have to retire because of the stress? And, of course, you know, Malinois and Shepherds kind of have that, you know, they don't live forever, you know, and they work hard, right?
Yeah, it's a high-demand job. We generally expect to get about 5 years worth of work service out of the dog. And that's, you know, and I'm a former canine handler myself, so that's usually a good number. And we're constantly evaluating that because we don't want to put, you know, undue physical strain on the dog and you know, work the dog into the ground. So we're always paying attention to the dogs and their health, and that's a priority for us. And if a dog needs to retire a year earlier for his health so that he can just kind of go home and be a dog after he's put in, you know, some hard work, then, you know, we're 100% fine with that. But you know, it's usually about 5 years.
Okay.
The dogs would work. They usually come online when they're about a year old to 2 years old generally. So we usually work until they're about 6-7 years old. And that kind of seems to be a good number where they can still have a good quality of life after they serve their community.
Outstanding. Just a quick question is, I know we got new dogs coming on. Are any of the handlers first time canine handlers?
Actually, yes, at least one of them is, at least two or three of them are new handlers. Sometimes, you know, it's a commitment for that handler, you know, with the dog. We talked about the dog is usually in service for about 5 years, and
that's
a 5-year commitment for the handler. And sometimes you want to move on, you know, to something else in the department, or, you know, working toward promotions, or, you know, want to go to the detective, you know, division, or you want to go, you know, work in narcotics and those kind of things. So it, you know, it's really kind of handler preference, and you know, some people, they find that's their niche and they love it. I love my time in it. I just wanted to do other things, but you know, some of our handlers, they get that niche and they'll work, you know, two or three dogs in their career. So it's really just kind of personal preference on kind of what the handler wants to do, you know, career wise, and move down, you know, whatever path they want to work down.
You guys were shooting some video last week, I think for recruitment. Is that right? At a couple of locations, and kind of put out this note like, hey, if you see us around and about, it's just filming. It's just a movie, right?
Yeah. If you see the SWAT team and the dogs, you know, working around, we just wanted to make sure, you know, obviously when, you know, you see, you know, 5-6 police cars in a spot, people start to ask what's going on. So we just wanted to make sure that the public was informed, you know, that everything was safe. It was time for us to update our recruiting video, get some new film on tape there, and work toward, you know, as we are every day, trying to get, you know, good quality people into this department. So, you know, we'll be rolling that out soon. We're excited, you know, for what that video is going to look like, and should be rolling out soon, hopefully.
Outstanding. Last thing I have for you, Chief, is, and I don't know the answer, that's why I ask, but obviously we're coming up to the 4th of July fireworks show, the biggest show on the Gulf Coast. It's a great deal, puts on every year. We're involved in that, of course, Cat Country and Sertoma. But my question is, in the past, we've had conversations about the new 3 Mile Bridge and the pedestrian walkway and the possibility that maybe people could watch fireworks from the pedestrian walkway. Do you know if that's going to be possible, or is it going to be closed? Is there any early guidance on that? Because if people can, we want to tell them they can. And if they can't, we want to tell them they can't.
Yeah, I have not heard specifically yet what it's going to be for the new bridge, but we'll definitely get that, get with DOT, FDOT, and find out how they're going to want to operate the bridge during that time, and definitely get that pushed out to the public.
Yeah, it's a good new problem to have, so to speak, because, you know, in the past, obviously, there was no way for pedestrians to be out there, but now with the possibility, that's why I was curious about it. So, outstanding. Kevin Christman, he is the deputy chief for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Kevin, thanks so much for being available on short notice this morning, man. I really appreciate it, and thanks so much for what you do to help our community be safer. We appreciate that tremendously.
Absolutely, Andrew. Y'all have a great day.
No, they are fantastic. Thanks so much, Kevin. I appreciate that. Hey, if you are working on a home improvement project of any kind, and you if you know what you need, go to Pensacola Hardware. They'll have it. If you don't know what you need, go to Pensacola Hardware. They'll have it. If you know how to do the job, go to Pensacola Hardware. They'll be able to give you advice that you didn't realize you needed. If you don't know how to do the job, go to Pensacola Hardware. They'll be able to give you the advice you know you need. Like, I mean, just go. Trust me, just go. And, you know, you might think, as I've talked about them many times, as sort of just being a hardware shop, you know, for 172 years, the oldest business in the state of Florida. But they're also a great place to buy gifts, because the front, like, maybe quarter, okay, maybe fifth or so of the store is really devoted to housewares and things that you might give to other people when you go to a birthday party or shower or something like that. Like, an amazing selection of things that you can buy for other folks. And for yourself, it's okay to buy for yourself. You know, grills and gumbo pots and Yeti merchandise and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, it's a fantastic place. Just go buy. You don't want to be that person when it comes up at the party and you're like, oh, man, I've never been there. Just go. Go, and then you can say you have been. 20 East Gregory Street, right downtown, Pensacola Hardware.
Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, an HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pensacola's 4th of July fireworks over Pensacola Bay start at 9 p.m. and are presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. The best spots to watch will be from Bayfront Parkway, Plaza de Luna, or Community Maritime Park for the Symphony. Don't miss the Pensacola Symphony and their free Sparks and Stars performance starting at 7 p.m. presented by Peter Mouget. Bring your radio. The fireworks will be synchronized to the music on Cat Country 98.7. Thanks to Pete and Heating and Air. The countdown gets started at 9, live on Cat Country 98.7.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
I testify
is for real. Got no drama. She know the deal. Making that money.
Good morning, 5:50 here on News Radio 92.3. Everything I ever learned about military strategy, I learned from Dr. Strangelove. No, maybe not. But as
I didn't come this far to drop this thing in the drink.
That's exactly right. But as a great satire, it is also it tells the truth. You've got to always tell the truth underneath your satire, and when you don't, you're just Saturday Night Live. Anyway. I said it. Or Jimmy Kimmel. Anyway, or Stephen Colbert. Anyway, who you haven't heard from in a while. Have you missed him? 50 days, right? The strike's been on for a month and a half.
I do miss Kimmel. Yeah, I know.
Not even a little bit.
No.
that's all right.
Because he hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Chief Jimmy. Florida. Pardon me. Thanks for that, Candy. Florida's Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis announces that the anti-banking discrimination requirements that banks do not do business with this is all about the emotional or environmental social governance stuff. Okay, and basically House Bill 3 that got signed into law now says that, you know, we don't have to do business with banks and cannot do business with banks that use ESG as a way of evaluating, for example, the state of things in Florida or the investments that they're going to do here. So he says, DeSantis said ESG is officially dead on arrival in the state of Florida. This is by far the strongest protection for the people of any state against its ESG agenda, and we're protecting you from it. So beginning July 1st, financial institutions must attest under penalty of perjury that they will abide by provisions in HB 3, that's the newly signed anti-ESG legislation, and make banking decisions based solely on quantitative risk-based standards and no other standards, including whether you're anti-racist or, you know, pro-gay or pro-environment or any of that nonsense. It's just based on whether it's financially feasible to invest in these areas, whether it makes money for you. 5:53 on news, which is how it should be. That's how it should be. 5:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
U.S. congressman criticizing the Coast Guard for their response to the Titan sub disaster. Republican Dan Crenshaw called the Coast Guard's emergency operation efforts an epic failure of leadership. He says the sub would have been found way earlier this week had the Coast Guard deployed its deep sea sonar crafts sooner in the search.
It wouldn't have made a difference, though, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, so I'm...
It's kind of
generally,
a moot
point. I think Crenshaw is a pretty sharp guy. I'm not sure what happened here, but okay.
Yeah. The three top reproductive rights groups expected to endorse President Biden's reelection bid during a rally later today. And there was a car chase that happened in Flagler County, Andrew. I don't know if you heard about this one, but a man facing charges for allegedly leading police on a chase in the Buff. This happened.
The guy or the cops? Just want to clarify the story.
Well, I believe it was the suspect.
Okay, all right, just checking, because you never know. People change uniform styles. Go ahead.
To the naked guy. Shut up, Andrew.
All right, one second here. Let me recompose.
You're picturing it, aren't
it's
you?
It's not even you're transgressors yet, and you've already got me tore up
yes.
here, Andrew.
You're
what
picturing
in the world?
It. Go on.
The sheriff's department says it all started when an officer tried to make a traffic stop. The man read. Apparently, it was a pretty wild scene. He was driving laps on an elementary school running track. Then he fled, and he led them all the way to the county landfill. Deputies ended up catching up with the man in a wooded area near the interstate, so they say. And when they found him, he was wearing only socks and a piece of cloth tied around his waist. Like, I don't know, I guess like a Tarzan style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Tarzan didn't drive a car. We all know that. That's history.
What did he look like?
Good question.
I don't have that information. To be honest, I don't want to see a picture.
I feel
either.
Like you've come to us without enough facts. Man in loincloth and socks spins donuts on elementary school track and leads cops on chase to landfill. Now that's a headline. All right. David,
buried
thanks so much for the update. Yeah, it was in a wooded area. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3.
Good one.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm in a weird mood this morning. It happens to me on Fridays. I don't get as much sleep going into a Friday show because I got to write the transgressors, and that keeps me up a long time. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, speaking of nothing at all that we were just talking about, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you don't know where to turn, Christina Leavenworth, she's fantastic at this. And, you know, part of it is, like, she's done this so many times, so effectively for so many people that it's, like, innate to her now. And so when you come to her and you say, well, I'm not sure if we should do this, will it help me sell my house? She'll be like, yep, do that. You know, or no, don't. Who told you to do that? You know, that's a bad, you know, because she doesn't just know kind of what the national trends are. She knows what's going on here locally. And so it might be something as silly as let's repaint the color of that kitchen, you know, or let's move this furniture around a little bit. Or, you know, that landscaping that you love so much, they won't, you know, that kind of thing. Right. I mean, right. But that's what you want, is you want somebody who's going to tell you, you know, honestly, for like $100 in these changes, you can make another $3,000 probably, or $4,000 on your house. And I'll help you do that. So like, that's the kind of expertise that she brings to the table. Whether you're buying, you're selling, you know, understanding what other people are going to do if they're competing against you for how, she knows all that stuff, all right? 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. 556 here on News Radio 92.3. Now, I completely forgot the other. Oh, yeah, that's it. There was, this is one of those, at first it seems a little crazy, but when you kind of understand what the law says, it's not, okay, so you've got a guy in Florida. Where did this take place? I got to look that up real quick. But he was a teacher at a school, okay? And he goes to school one day. This is St. Lucie County, okay? In St. Lucie County, he goes to school in his truck. And in his truck, he's got an AK-47. And it's not loaded, okay? And it has a bunch of ammunition, but the ammunition is inside the center console, and it's laying across the seat in his truck. And he parks in the parking lot of the school. Somebody sees it, and they go, a gun. And, you know, because in Florida, we've never seen them. And he says, and they report him, and he gets suspended and terminated. Okay? Because, you know, they say, well, how dare you have guns, you know, in a school parking lot? Well, they go through the whole process, and then, you know, they terminate him or whatever. And then a judge, he sues and says that's unlawful termination because, you know, there's a Florida law about this. And so he sues. And in a 25-page decision, Judge Robert Kilbride says, yeah, he right. There is. See, here's what the actual opinion said. The Florida legislature has preempted all issues regarding possession and use of firearms in Florida. That's true. You can't pass local ordinances. Under its statutory scheme, carrying or storing a firearm in respondent's parked vehicle did not constitute unauthorized possession of it, and respondent's actions were protected. The simple and straightforward conclusion is that the firearm policy enacted by the school board is unenforceable and cannot serve as the basis to conclude that respondent violated the policy. As a result, respondent enjoyed the benefit of the Florida law, which permits an individual to carry a securely encased firearm or, because it was clearly not securely encased, but or one that is not otherwise readily available for immediate use in his vehicle. See, in Florida, the law says in your car, if it's either securely encased or it's not readily available to be used, okay, which this one was. And also, there's this special provision in Florida law that employers cannot penalize you and discriminate against you on the basis of your ownership of a gun in your car, even on their parking lot. Because you're protected as an employee. They can prevent you from bringing it onto the campus. They can prevent you, and in fact, you couldn't bring it into the campus, right? But they can prevent you from bringing it into the building if they own the building. But they can't tell you can't bring it onto the parking lot, which is what this case was. So there you go. Perfectly legal in the state of Florida under state law, and he gets his job back.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Santa Rosa County takes up James Culkin's two resolutions at their meeting yesterday. Also, the Ham Radio Amateur Field Day coming up this weekend. We'll tell you all about it after Fox News.